哈利路亚，感谢天父看顾我们大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，We thank our heavenly Father for keeping us safely。
今天是主的圣安息日，我们弟兄姐妹一起来聚集敬拜神。
And today is the Lord's Sabbath day. We gather here to worship Him.
愿主与我们同在，祝福我们大家。
May the Lord be with us and bless us all.
早上要跟大家来分享的是基督爱教会。
And this morning, I would like to share with you, Christ loves the church.
我们请看以弗所书。
Let us turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
我们从二十五节来看。
We look at verse 25.
二十五节说：“你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。”二十六节。
Verse 26.
要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。二十七节
，27，
可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。在这里，保罗在说明婚姻的道理。
And here Paul clarified the teaching of marriage.
保罗是根据基督跟教会的关系来说明婚姻之道。
And Paul is based on the relationship of Christ and the church.
我们要建立一个幸福美满基督化的家庭。
In order to establish a Christ-like family,
就是要依据基督跟教会的关系。
And we must first establish the relationship between Christ and church.
如果我们明白基督怎么样爱教会，
If we understand how Christ loved the church,
教会怎么样顺服基督，
And how the church submit to our Lord.
那依照这样的真理来建立一个美满幸福的家庭。
And we use this teaching to establish a fulfilling family.
所以根据这一段呢，我们要来学习基督怎么样爱教会。
So I like to use this passage, how Jesus loved the church.
那基督爱教会的目的何在？
And what is the purpose of Christ loving the church?
在二十五节说基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
And verse 25 tells us that Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
这在说明啊，基督是对教会的爱是怎么样的程度。
And here explain the depth of the love of Christ to the church.
他爱教会有多深？
And how much he loved the church.
这里说为教会舍己。
And here tells us he gave himself up for her.
主耶稣基督爱教会。
Our Lord Jesus loved the church.
他为教会来牺牲他自己。
And he loved the church to the point that he sacrificed himself.
如果没有基督的牺牲，
If there was no sacrificial from Christ,
就不会有教会。
Then there would not be existence of church.
主耶稣为了要得到教会，
In order for our Lord to have the church,
他在十字架上牺牲他自己。
He sacrificed himself on the cross.
借着他的牺牲，用他的宝血来买到教会。
And through his sacrifice and his precious blood, he got the church.
所以我们要了解主耶稣基督为了要得到教会，他牺牲了他自己。
So we must now know that in order to have the church, he sacrificed for himself.
所以耶稣基督的十字架就是为了要得到教会。
So the the purpose of the cross is to have the church.
啊，所以今天呢，我们都借着耶稣基督的宝血来得到洁净。
So today we all through the precious blood of Jesus we are now cleansed.
啊，教会就是基督啊，用他的宝血所买来的。
And the church is being bought by the precious blood of Christ.
啊，我们请看《使徒行传》。
Let us turn back to Acts.
二十章。
20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
这里保罗说：“圣灵立你们做全群的监督。”你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。啊，这里提到啊，这个神的教会，就是耶稣基督用自己的血所买来的。
Here it tells us the church of God, which he bought with his own blood.
啊，所以耶稣基督要得到教会。
So in order to have, the church,
他先牺牲他自己。
Our Lord Jesus first sacrificed himself.
然后借着他的宝血，从世上买人来归于他自己，成为神的教会。
Then through his precious blood, he purchased the people throughout the world and to establish the church.
啊，那么基督要得到怎么样的教会？
And what kind of church does the Lord want?
他是为了什么样的教会来牺牲的？
And what kind of church did he sacrifice for?
我们看回来以弗所书第五章。
Let us turn back to Ephesians chapter 5.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
以弗所书第五章二十六节。
5:26.
这里说要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，啊，基督所要得到的教会是一个荣耀的教会。
The church that Jesus wants is a church that has radiant.
那怎么样才能成为一个荣耀的教会？
Then how do we become a radiant church?
主耶稣基督现在牺牲了他自己，用宝血来。洁净我们。
And our Lord Jesus has sacrificed himself, and through his precious blood, he has cleansed us.
这个叫荣耀的教会，第一个就是要圣洁。
A radiant church must first be holy.
所以他要得到一个圣洁的教会。
So we know that Christ wanted a holy church.
那怎么样成为圣洁？
Then how do we become holy?
这二十六节说啊，用水借着道把教会洗干净。
And verse 26 gives us that to make her holy, cleansing her with water.
成为圣洁，可以献给自己这有荣耀的教会。
In order to be holy and able to be presented to Christ.
主耶稣要用水把教会洗干净。
And God, Jesus used the water to cleanse the church.
但是单用水啊，不能洁净。
But if we use only water, we will not able to cleanse it.
用水还要借着道。
We must use water and the words.
才能成为圣洁。
Only then it will become holy.
啊，所以这里提到水的洗啊，道的洗。
So here tells us the baptism of with water and with the words.
教会不单要接受水的洗，还要接受道的洗。
So the church must not only use the water and also the word.
才能成为圣洁。
Only then it will become holy.
那水的洗啊，我们看我们接受洗礼的时候。
So through the water and when we were baptized with water.
目的啊，就是要使我们的罪得到赦免。
And the purpose is in order for our sins to be cleansed.
就是以前的罪。
This is the past sin.
从亚当留下来的罪。
And the sin that came from Adam.
我们还没有信主以前所犯的罪。
And those sin that before we believe in the Lord that we have committed.
一般常常说我们的本罪和我们的原罪。
So we say the original sin and the sin that we committed.
啊，信而受洗，目的就是要使我们的罪得到赦免。
So water baptism allow us to cleanse our sin.
这是水的洗礼。
This is the purpose of the water baptism.
啊，所以主耶稣啊，他要使我们得到洁净，他就是要用水来给我们洗礼。
So Jesus wants to cleanse us with the water in order for us to be clean.
所以相信就要接受洗礼。
So once you believe, you must accept water baptism.
这个洗礼是赦罪的洗礼，是重生的洗礼。
This baptism, is the cleansing of the sin and also rebirth.
并不是这样洗礼了，就干净了。
It's not that when you are receive the water baptism, you are cleansed.
受洗之后。
After water baptism,
要继续接受的是道的洗。
And you must continue to receive the cleansing of with the truth.
才能真正成为圣洁。
With the word, sorry. And then only then you will become holy.
这是以后的事情。
And that is the thing that you need to be done continuously.
洗礼解决了以前的罪。
The water baptism settled the account of our past sin.
信主之后啊，要追求圣洁。
After receiving the water baptism, you must pursue for holiness.
就要靠神的道。
And that you must rely on the words of God.
靠真理使我们成圣。
And through the truth, we will be able to become holy.
所以用水借着道。
So with the water and the truth,
要把教会洗干净。
It will be able to cleanse the church.
今天我们相信耶稣基督的弟兄姐妹。
And today, brothers and sisters who believe in our Lord Jesus.
我们要怎么样追求圣洁呢？
How do we pursue for holiness?
就是要借着神的道。
It is through the words of God.
神的道就是真理。
Words of God is the truth.
真理使我们成圣。
The truth able us to gain victory.
我们看约翰福音十七章。
Let us turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
十七节。
Verse 17.
十七章十七节。
17:17.
主耶稣最后啊，为门徒祷告。
Our Lord Jesus prayed for his believers.
求天父啊，用真理啊，使他们成圣。
He asked God through his words to sanctify them.
说你的道就是真理。
So the truth, your word is the truth.
主耶稣求天父用真理使门徒成圣。
Lord Jesus asked the Father to sanctify his believers.
什么是真理？
What is the truth?
神的道就是真理。
The word of Christ is the truth.
所以今天我们要成为圣洁。
So today, for us to be holy,
我们一定要借着神的道。
We must use the word of Christ.
怎么样借着神的道，就是借着真理来成圣呢？
So how do we, we must use the word of God to cleanse us?
我们要听道。
We must listen to the words of Christ.
领受所听到的道理。
We must receive the teaching that been given.
不是单单听道。
Not only we must listen,
要去行道。
We must also act accordingly.
所以我们今天要靠着我们所领受的神的道，把它实行在我们的生活当中。
So we must rely on the truth that we receive and act accordingly in our daily life.
使我们全然成圣。
So that we will be holy.
神的道有绝对洁净的功能。
The words of Christ certainly have the power of sanctification.
要使一个人成圣洁净，唯有靠着神的道。
A person need to be holy, he has to rely on the words of Christ.
神的道所以会使我们得到洁净。
The word of Christ enable us to be cleansed.
是靠着圣灵的运行。
And it's through the movement of the Holy Spirit.
今天圣灵啊，就要借着神的道来洗净我们。
And today the Holy Spirit through the word of Christ cleanse us.
使我们不断地得到更新。
That it enable us to be renewed.
主耶稣爱我们。
Christ loved us.
他在十字架上所流的宝血来洗净我们的罪。
And his precious blood on the cross cleansed us, cleansed our sin.
从死里复活，回到父那里去。
When he was resurrected, he returned to our Father.
赐下圣灵来。
And he gave us the send the Holy Spirit.
住在我们里头。
And he dwells in us.
就是要引导我们明白一切的真理。
So that he will lead us to all truth.
借着这真理使我们成圣。
And through the truth, it will sanctify us.
所以今天我们要靠着圣灵啊，领受神的道。
So today we must rely on the Holy Spirit to receive the truth.
让神的道运行在我们心中。
So that the truth will be in us.
我们就能成圣了。
Then we will be holy.
好，我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let us turn to 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章十三节
Chapter 2 verse 13
帖撒罗尼迦前书二章十三节
2:13
为此我也不住地感谢神啊，因你们听见我们所传神的道就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道，这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人心中。啊，这里提到保罗传神的道给帖撒罗尼迦的人。
Here tells us Paul preached the words of God to the people of Thessalonians.
他们领受了。
And they have received it.
领受了就是相信。
Receiving it means they believe.
是怎么领受？
How do we receive?
说不以为是人的道，是来以为是神的道来领受。
By thinking it is the word of God and it's not the word of man.
所以今天我们听的道理。
So today the word that we receive.
第一个你要分辨这个是神的道。
First thing you must discern that it is the word of God.
然后你领受了。
Then you will receive it.
不是领受人的道。
You are not receiving the man of the words of man.
人的道没有洁净的功能。
The words of man has no power of cleansing.
要神的道是真理才有洁净的功能。
It is the words and the words of God are able to cleanse.
所以我们不是听人的道。
So today we're not listening to the words of man.
我们乃是要听神的道。
We are listening to the words of God.
像哥尼流，他是一个虔诚的人。
Like Cornelius, he is.A holy man.
他按照天使的吩咐去请彼得到了家里来。
And he did according to the angel instructed him to invite Paul to come. Sorry, Peter to come to his house.
彼得到他家的时候
was when Peter arrived to his home.
哥尼流怎么说呢
？What did Cornelius said?
哥尼流说：“你现在来了，真好。
”He said.Today, you have came, it is good.
好，现在我们都在主的面前。
And now we are all before the Lord.
要听神啊，吩咐你要说的话。
And we are to listen to what you've been instructed by God.
要听神的道。
We must listen to the words of God.
哦，彼得听了之后啊，就开口啊，将神的道告诉他们。
So when Peter listened to this, he began to teach the teaching of Christ.
他们听了就领受相信了领受了。
They heard and they believe and receive.
哦，圣灵就降在他们身上。
Then the Holy Spirit came upon them.
所以今天我们要听神的道。
So today we must listen to the words of God.
神的道使我们得到洁净。
The words of God will cleanse us.
因为啊，如果我们领受是神的道，在我们里面，在我们心里。这个神的道会运行。
If you listen to the words of God, then this word will be in you, and the word will be moving within you.
神的道为什么会运行
？Why does there is a movement of the word?
因为圣灵的感动。
Because of the Holy Spirit.
让我们明白神的道，这个神的道好像我们吃东西消化一样，就运行在我们整个身体。
The Holy Spirit will enable us to understand the truth. It's just like the food that you're able to digest and be distributed every part of your body.
今天我们身体有力量，就是因为我们吃东西消化了，它成为我们的营养啊，借着血液啊运行在我们全身。
Today, why your body has the power, energy rather, is because the food that you ate, it was digested and it distributed to all part of your body.
跟这个道理一样。
And this is a similar teaching to the word.
我们在属灵上啊，要领受神的道，啊，让神的道啊运行在我们心中。
In the spiritual realm, we must listen to the word of God and allow the word of God to move within you.
我们就能胜过一切的这一些罪恶。
Then only then you will be able to gain victory over all this evil thing.
使我们成为圣洁。
Then you become holy.
我们请看约翰一书。
Let us turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章第九节
Verse 9
约翰一书第三章第九节
First John chapter 3 verse 9
凡从神生的就不犯罪因神的道存在他心里他也不能犯罪因为他是由神生的这里说凡从神生的就不犯罪
Here tells us, those who are born of God will not sin.
因为神的道存在他心里。
Because the word of God dwells in his heart.
今天如果我们领受神的道存在我们心里。
If today, if you listen to the word of God and keep it in your heart.
这个神的道啊运行在我们心中。
And the word of God will work within you.
它就有胜过一切罪的诱惑的能力。
Then it has the power to overcome all the temptations of evil.
就不犯罪了。
Then you would not commit sin.
如果我们胜不过罪的诱惑，就会犯罪。
If we cannot overcome the power of temptation, then we will commit sin.
人的肉体，人的心啊，都非常软弱。
The heart of man, the flesh of man are weak.
经不起啊，罪的诱惑。
It will not able.To resist the temptations of evil.
所以今天这个世界才会这么多罪恶。
So this is why this world is full of sin.
那今天我们要胜过罪的诱惑。
And today we must overcome the temptations of sin.
那就需要啊，借着神的道。
We must rely and through the words of Christ.
我们才能保守圣洁。
Only then we are able to keep ourselves holy.
因为神的道有这样的功能。
Because the Words of God has such a power.
我们请看希伯来书第四章。
Let us turn to Hebrew chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章十二节。
Hebrew chapter 4 verse 12.
第四章十二节。
Chapter 4 verse 12.
十二节说神的道啊是活泼的是有功效的比一切啊两刃的剑更快。甚至魂与灵骨节与骨髓都能次日破开连心中的思念和主意都能变明这里说神的道、啊、是活泼有功效的
It tells us the word of God is living and active
比一切两刃的剑更快
And it's sharper than any double-edged sword
连我们灵啊魂啊都能够变明
And it's able to divide our soul and spirit.
没有什么罪可以潜藏在我们里头。
And no sin and able to be in us.
所以让我们灵魂体都能全然成圣。
So that our soul spirit is able to be holy.
所以今天我们领受神的道在我们里面。
So today we receive the teaching of Christ.
借着圣灵的运行啊，神的道就产生这样的功效。
And through the movement of the Holy Spirit, it will able to have such a power.
我们会厌恶一切的罪恶。
That we will depart from all sin.
远离一切的罪恶。
And be further away from all sin.
那更重要就是我们的心会圣洁。
And what most important is our heart will be able to be holy.
心圣洁，那么灵魂体就会圣洁。
When once your heart is soul is holy, then your soul and your spirit will be holy.
所以主耶稣特别啊为我们这样祷告。
So this is why our Christ, our Lord, specially prayed for us.
求天父啊用真理使我们成圣。
That he asked our Father through the words to sanctify us.
所以主耶稣要用水要借着道使把教会洗得干干净净。
So Christ wants to use water and his word to cleanse the church thoroughly.
成为啊啊完全的圣洁
，so that it will completely be holy，
可以献给自己做一个荣耀的教会
，so that it will to him a glorious and a radiant church。
好，看回来以弗所书第五章
，let us turn back to Ephesians chapter 5。
这个神的道不但是洁净我们
，the word of Christ not only cleanses，
它还要使我们没有皱纹等类的病
，and it enables us to be without stain, wrinkle or blemish。
啊，我们不会被玷污
，we will not be stained，
因为不犯罪啊
，because we did not commit sin。
就是圣洁
，this is holiness。
但是那个荣耀啊，荣耀它就要很发出那种美，发光。
But radiant has to give out its beautiful glory.
首先是要洁净
beautiful light, and first it must be cleansed.
然后要发出它的荣光荣美
Only then it able to give out its beautiful radiant.
所以这个荣耀的教会啊，是毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病
So this radiant church is without stain, wrinkle, or blemish.
没有病啊，就是很健康的了
without it will be very healthy.
那这里提到说没有玷污，没有皱纹呢。
Here tells us there's no stain or wrinkle.
人老了就会有皱纹。
When a man is old, there is many wrinkles.
这个荣耀的教会是没有这种皱纹，没有这种病。
This radiant church has no such wrinkle and has not.
为什么说皱纹是一种病？
No such sickness. Why would I say wrinkle is a certain kind of sickness?
如果按照我们肉体来讲，它是一种衰啊，这个衰老。
And to us is a sign of aging.
为什么会有皱纹
？Why is there wrinkles?
因为它的机能已经衰退。
Because the body has lost its capability.
没有弹性啊。
And it, therefore it's wrinkled.
所以很多斑点都会出来啊。
And therefore, there are many stain on the complexion.
这个肉体啊是没有办法的，时间一到，自然斑点就出来了，皱纹就出现了。
And the human being has its weakness. Once it's aged, there is the complexions change and wrinkles appear.
荣耀的教会是基督的心腹啊，所以新娘子啊不能有斑点了，不能有皱纹了。
A radiant church is the bride of Christ, and therefore, it must not have any wrinkle on it.
如果这个新郎看到怎么我的新娘子怎么满脸皱纹啊，哇，满脸都是斑点啊，他会很失望的。
If a groom sees that the bride is with a stain or wrinkle, he will be very disappointed.
在一个基督的教会啊，是属灵的。
So, the church is spiritual.It's spiritual.
虽然我们的肉体啊会衰败
，even though our body will degenerate，
但是我们的灵啊是一天比一天新啊。
But our soul must be regenerate day after day.
所以不能有这种玷污啊、皱纹的这种病出现。
So we must not have this stain or wrinkles appear.
神的道会使我们没有皱纹、没有玷污。
The words of God enable us to be without stain or wrinkle.
好像诗篇里头说的，说神的食物、神的道，让我们返老还童。
So, like the psalmist said in Psalm, that the food of God enable us to be like a youth.
如果我们要了解这个道理啊，那你们回去的时候呢，读诗篇啊，诗篇呐。
If you want to understand this teaching, you must read the Psalm.
诗篇里头的话
The words of Psalm.
最长的一篇诗篇是什么
What is the most commonly read?
这个最长的一篇诗篇就是告诉我们这个道理，119篇。
Is the this is this teaching as is 129.
神的道啊。会使我们返老还童，使我们没有皱纹、没有玷污等类的病。
And the word of it tells us that the word of God enable us to be without stain or wrinkle.
啊，那里有时间你们读读诗篇119篇。
Sorry, it's 119, Psalm 119. If you have the time, please read Psalm 119.
我们请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们里面这个属灵的人就是教会。
We are spiritual, we are spiritual, and we belong to the church.
是越来越新的。
And that we will become renewed day after day.
哥林多后书第四章十六节。
Sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16.
第四章十六节。
4:16.
所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心呢却一天呢新似一天。这里告诉我们，外体虽然会毁坏。
Here tells us that though outwardly we are wasting away,
但我们不上胆。
But we do not lose heart.
因为内心呢一天比一天新。
Because inside us they be renewed day after day.
所以圣
of Christ.
所以我们要多多领受神的道。
So we must.Receive the word of God more.
把神的道丰丰富富藏在我们心里。
That we must keep the word of Christ abundantly in our heart.
借着圣灵的帮助啊，昼夜思想神的话。
And through the help of the Holy Spirit, we are enabled to ponder upon the words day and night.
每当我们想到神的话，就有一次的更新。
And every time you think of the word of Christ.There is a renewal.
这是我个人的体验。
This is my personal feeling.
如果我一天当中都不去想神的话，
if a day I do not think of the word of Christ,
很快就衰老了。
Then I will become wasted away quickly.
但是当我想到神的话，
but as I ponder upon the word of Christ,
而且反复去思想，
and also continuously pondering over it,
哇，就越来越年轻了。
Then I become a youth.
像诗篇第一篇一样
and just like Psalm 119、
将神的话反复思想神的话的人
that those who keep pondering on the words of God
会像栽在溪水旁的一棵树
that it will be like a plant planted on the river
它的叶子不会枯干
by the river and its leaves will not dried up
它的生命力是旺盛的
and it has the and it's and it, it's it'sIts growth is very powerful.
它会按时结果子。
And it will bear fruits according to its time.
凡他所行的，尽都顺利。
And whatever he does, there'll be success.
这个就是神的道的奇妙所在。
And this is the miraculous power of Christ.
所以要让我们一天比一天新。
So we must be renewed day by day.
我越来越年轻，越来越美丽。
That I'll be more, I'll be younger day by day and more beautiful.
成为荣耀的教会，得到基督的喜爱。
And that you become a radiant church and you'll be pleasing by Jesus.
一定要借着神的道不断的更新。
We must use the word of Christ to renew us.
看未来有所说第五章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 5.
为了要使我们毫无玷污皱纹等类的病
in order to be without stain or wrinkles
要使我们圣洁完完全全没有瑕疵
and that we will be able be without any blemish
成为一个荣耀的教会
then only then you become a radiant church
耶稣基督是怎么样的来保养我们呢
so how does teacher, our Lord Jesus able to keep us
我们看29节
let us look at verse 29
说从来没有人恨恶自己的身子啊，总是保养顾惜，正像基督带教会一样。基督带教会啊，就是保养顾惜。
How does he look after the church? Is that he will feed and care for it?
现在我们姐妹是最了解这个道理了。
And the sisters will understand this teaching more.
要保持自己啊，常常这样年轻啊，就是要保养。让这个皮肤啊不要老化。
In order for the complexions to be beautiful, it has to keep it. It must care for it.
你都不去保养它，一直糟蹋它，很快斑点就出来了，皱纹就出来了。
If you do not care for your complexion, there'll be stain and there'll be wrinkles appearing soon.
所以为什么现在哇化妆品这个生意最好？
So this is why they are so, the business of cosmetic is very good.
因为为了这个肉体啊，尤其是一个女人啊，这个是她最看重的，你需要 当他没有斑点没有皱纹永远这么年轻美丽、啊、人人都喜爱、
Because as a woman、it likes its complexion to be beautiful so that it be adorned by people.
主耶稣要让他的心腹、啊啊、是个最美丽的、啊、就是要保养固实让他没有斑点没有皱纹
Our Lord Jesus wanted his、bride to be beautiful without stain or wrinkles.
所以我们要接受主耶稣这样的保养固实
So we must accept the care and the feeding of our Lord Jesus.
我们要接受啊，不要拒绝啊。
We must accept and not reject.
而我们拒绝他的保养，拒绝他的这样的照顾，那怎么办？
If we reject the caring and the feeding of Christ, how do we survive?
我们很快就皱纹就来了。
We will receive the stain and wrinkle very quickly.
主耶稣要怎么样来保养我们、顾惜我们呢？
So how do Jesus feed us and care for us?
我们再请看一节圣经《彼得前书》第五章。
Let's turn to First Peter.
彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
第七节。
Verse 7.
彼得前书五章七节。
5 verse 7.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。要将一切的忧虑卸给神。
You cast all your anxiety to our Lord.
让他来保养我们。
And he let him care for us.
他要这样来照顾我们。
And this is how he will care for us.
因为他顾念我们，他要保养我们。
Because he cares for us, and therefore he is going to take care of us.
让神来保养我们。
Let Jesus care for us.
重担不要自己挑啊。
The burden must not bear by yourself.
所以今天我们在耶稣基督里面。
So today we are all in Christ.
应当将一切的忧虑卸给神。
We must cast all our anxiety to our Lord.
完全交托。
We must hand it to him 100%.
因为基督爱教会。
Because Christ loved the church.
我们就是他身上的肢体。
We are his body.
说从来没有人恨自己的身体的了。
And nobody hates his own body.
总是保养顾惜的。
And he cares for his body.
我们就是基督身上的肢体。
And we are his body.
所以他爱我们，他会保养顾惜。
Therefore he cares for us and he will take care of us.
我们应该对主耶稣基督要有这样的信心。
We must have such a we must have such a relying on.
所以保罗在腓立比书第四章告诉我们，腓立比书第四章，
Philippians chapter 4,
四章我们从第四节来看。
We begin with verse 4.
主耶稣爱教会啊，他就是要这样来保养我们，照顾我们。
Jesus cares for us, and therefore he will take care of us.
所以保罗说，你们要靠主啊，常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
So he says, you must rejoice, and through Christ you must rejoice.
喜乐就会年轻。
When you are happy, you'll be young.
喜乐就没有皱纹了。
So when you are happy, there's no wrinkles.
喜乐就没有什么病了。
When you are happy, there shouldn't be any sickness.
箴言十七章二十二节说啊，喜乐的心呢，就是良药。
And the proverb, chapter 17, is tell us that happiness is a medication.
哦，心灵忧伤啊，会骨都会枯干了。
And if you have sorrow in your heart, even your bone will run dry.
所以今天我们要懂得靠主，把一切的忧虑卸给他，我们就没有重担，我们就很轻松，很快乐。
So today we must know how to trust God. We must cast all the anxiety onto Him, and therefore we will be lightened and be happy.
就越来越年轻了。
And therefore we will become young and young, become younger.
这第六节说。
This is verse 6.
应当一无挂虑啊，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Do not be anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and petitions and thanksgiving.
这一节圣经告诉我们怎么样靠主常常喜乐。
And this tells us that how we must rely on God to be happy.
不必挂虑。
We should not worry.
只要祷告。
As long as we pray.
今天呢、啊，世上的人因为没有 主耶稣可以交托啊，所以他们必须要忧虑，要挂虑，要愁烦。
And today, people who does not believe in the Lord, they have nobody to rely on. Therefore, they have to carry all the anxiety upon themselves.
所以每天都是劳苦担重担。
And therefore, every day they toils and they carry all the anxiety.
很快就老了。
And they will age very quickly.
今天呢，我们有主耶稣啊来担当。
And today we have our Christ.To forbear all this.
主耶稣说你们劳苦担重担可以到我面前来我要叫你们得到安息
Jesus said those who labor and heavy laden come to me and you will receive rest
今天我们明白基督爱教会
And today we understand that Jesus loved the church
他要保养顾惜我们
And he will care and feed us
所以我们放心的把一切的忧虑卸给他
So we rest at heart we will cast all our anxiety upon him
凡事没有什么挂虑的借着祷告都可以跟主
and there's nothing to worry about and we pray and we rely on him
这样我们的心常常是喜乐的
and in such a manner your heart will be full of happiness
常常是满足的
and that you will be very contented in your heart
像保罗一样
just like Paul
在第十节这里说
and in verse 10
说我靠主啊大大的喜乐
that through Christ that he rejoiced
在十一节这里说
，In verse 11，
说无论在什么情况底下，我都可以知足了。
Says in any circumstances that he is content。
啊，这是我已经学会了。
And this is I learn about。
因为一个懂得靠主的人呢，他一定懂得知足。
Because a person know how to rely on God, he must be contented。
啊，那么一句话说，知足常乐嘛，啊。
Then simply put it, when you are contented, you are happy.
啊，如果今天我们靠主又不知足，我看这个有毛病。
If today if we trust on God and yet we are not happy, there must be something wrong.
啊，一个信靠主的人，他一定会知足的。
A person that rely on God, he must be happy.
所以他会常常喜的。
He must be contented, sorry, and therefore he will be happy.
啊，那这样呢，就会长保年轻嘛，啊。
And in such a manner, we will.Maintain our youth,
就不会有皱纹这种病出来了。
And there would be no wrinkles,
因为主耶稣这样来保养我们，顾惜我们。
Because this is how Jesus will care for us, He will feed us.
我们要接受。
We must accept.
完全交托。
We must rely on Him 100%.
让他来保养我们，让他来照顾我们。
We let Him care for us and let Him take care of us.
圣洁没有瑕疵，哇，非常完美。
So that we'll be holy and without blemish, and that would be very beautiful.
那这样就成为一个荣耀的教会，他要献给自己，耶稣基督啊，他自己要。
Only then you become a radiant church, and He will accept to Himself.
基督爱教会。
That Christ loved the church,
为教会舍己
and he sacrificed for the church.
他用水借着道把教会洗得干干净净
and he used the water to cleanse the church.
没有玷污皱纹等类的病
so that it would not have stain, wrinkle, or blemish.
是圣洁没有瑕疵的
so that it will be holy and therefore it will not blemish.
是一个荣耀的教会
and it will be a glory, a radiant church.
献给耶稣基督
and it will be presented to Christ.